AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Massachusetts, the jury remains deadlocked in the murder trial of Lindsey Clancy.
The evidence must convince you of the defendant's guilt to a reasonable and moral certainty.
Judge William Sullivan speaking to that jury after the foreperson sent him a note saying one member would not follow the court's instructions about reasonable doubt.
And with that, I'm going to ask you to resume your deliberations.
Later, the judge sent the jury home for the evening. They're determining whether Clancy is criminally responsible for killing her three children. Oil and gasoline prices have spiked this week amid renewed strikes in the Iran war. But briefing reporters at the White House today, Vice President J.D. Vance said U.S. forces are escorting tankers through the Strait of Hormuz daily. And
I wouldn't call it a war. Right now, there is no active shooting. I recognize there have been places where this has flared up. Major combat operations, again, major combat operations lasted for about 6 weeks.
A Louisiana judge has issued a preliminary injunction against the NCAA in an eligibility case. The ruling clears the way for LSU to list former NFL players on its roster. And Mike Kempen reports Gloria Steinem has died at the age of 92.
She was a celebrated author and activist and became a potent voice of the women's movement. In 1971, Steinem talked about equality of the sexes.
Sex and race, because they are easy, visible differences, have been the primary ways of organizing human beings into superior and inferior groups, and into the cheap labor on which this system still depends.
Steinem began her career as a journalist and credits a meeting she covered in 1969, where women spoke boldly about abortion rights, as changing her career path. In 1972, she co-founded Ms. Magazine. In 2013, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. I'm Mike Kempen.
This is AP News. Some interesting contributions to science honored at the Ig Nobels.
MC Mark Abrahams brought out three men wearing baseball caps with big cockroaches on top for their Ig Nobel.
For discovering that milk proteins from viviparous cockroaches packs three times as much energy as milk proteins from cows.
Ig Nobel Medicine Prize was awarded to the late Takuji Uno.
The study called How to Blow the Nose.
One team accepted their award wearing raincoats.
Theoretical and experimental attempts to design a splash-free urinal.
Another research team buried 1,000 pairs of underwear in more than 25 countries to study how critters in the soil help them decompose. I'm Ed Donahue.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.